Hello, everyone. This is Victoria Barella with the Trade Show Minute at ISC 2017. It's day one, official day one, and we are starting off with the wonderful Francesco Ziliani with Spinetics.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Victoria. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming. So there are rumors that there is a 10-year anniversary with your company. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, we are getting old. first of all, I would like to thank my team because, as you said, we are 10 years. We are celebrating our 10 years in the industry of digital signage. And so at ISC, they have really worked a lot to prepare something special for the visitors.
Gotcha.
And I hope all the people that know us, but also people that are interested in digital signage and what it can bring to their customer from building automation, security, they try to find the time to visit us in all eight. We are at booth H275.
Okay.
And I'm sure they will be pleased because there are a lot of surprises ready. So Spinetics. Spinetics, we are a Swiss company. I think we are known in the digital signage industry after 10 years, in particular for the Hypermedia Player, which is a quite successful product that some of our friends and customers like to call the Swiss Army knife of digital signage.
I did see that, yes.
Because it has a lot of features and they feel like opening the blades of a knife to solve a specific problem of theirs in integration. I think Spinetics is not only a manufacturer, and at least we want to be more than that. Our ambition is really to inspire businesses to bring their digital stories to life using displays. Displays, LEDs or projectors, whatever type of digital display. And to do that today in this industry, you need a lot of innovation on one side and a strong ecosystem. And Spinetics in these 10 years really have invested a lot in both. In terms of innovation, our products, we have decided since the beginning to design, engineer in Switzerland, a purpose-built player, which is kind of it's a technicality, but it gives a number of advantages to our customers, in particular in terms of reducing cost for maintenance and operations, because the product is really dedicated and reliable. And this gives us the opportunity to offer longer lifetime warranties and also a lifetime of a product which is longer than 6 months, 1 year.
That's very important.
We also, of course, hardware is important to us to avoid that there are hidden costs to our customers. But the innovation comes from software. And in these 10 years, I think the team has been able to cover the spectrum of features that allow us to solve at the same time the easiest application, one screen, everything embedded, no recurring cost with specialized apps. We call Diva, this product, to a fully customized, large deployment type of project where our integrators are strong and successful.
So would you say you're more of the commercial market, or do you guys also do home market?
No, we are really professional positioned. Of course, digital signage is where the professional world is, where it's strong and really provide us a service and a reason to our customers. In terms of the other important pillar that Spinetics brings to the market is the ecosystem. Because I think, I really believe that in this industry you cannot do things alone. You need to find partners. You need to share the same vision with your partners. And this takes time. Because every relationship takes time to build, but it brings a huge advantage to our customers at the end, because they now have a very solid ecosystem, people that are trained on our product, that are experts in the field, and so they can be sure both the end users and our integrators that behind them there are professionals ready to support for a long time. we hope, at least additional 10 years.
Definitely, yes. Can you explain a little bit what is going on in the booth as far as celebrating or maybe a really big product that you are just so proud of?
So, of course, we are celebrating. So the team has, I think, has organized some drawing of prize.
Oh, okay.
So people can come. There will be photographers, and it will be fun. We would like really to have fun during this 4 days.
Energize everyone around.
Energize everyone.
Bring everyone to the booth.
Thanks for these 10 years, because I mean, we are there thanks to all our customers and partners, and. I think what they really have tried to offer is our free convergence of real-life applications that we hope will inspire more businesses and more people to launch themselves in digital signage. The first one is in the field of smart cities.
Okay.
And we have a very good partner, a certified partner of ours, who have really implemented an Internet of Things project by collecting a lot of data from traffic in a city called Astana, which is the capital of Kazakhstan.
Okay.
And they use our product in a very simple and smart way to fully, in a fully automatic way, create content on 5 meter tall billboard, LED billboard, in external, close to the highways, and that's really quite an interesting application because it shows the power of a display when there is a technology able to get the information from sensors, understand them, take decision, and feedback and information to the users.
Yeah, that's definitely
and
really
that's really exciting because smart building, there was a conference yesterday organized at IAC. Smart cities are really interesting application for screens.
Especially with the keynote, they were talking about architecture and technology coming together now. It's not just AV and IT. I think that's really interesting that now architecture is coming in to make these smart cities, like you were saying.
Exactly, and there is really a lot of to do. Of course, more will come in future, but already now there are good deployments and a very good use of our technology in that environment, which is which requires really a lot of reliability, monitoring, security to avoid
the
hack attack. The other interesting application, which I like a lot because it's with two very good partners of ours. One is AG Novo, which is a display manufacturer, and the other one is Axis, which is the well-known IP camera, security camera company owned by Canon. And together we have put our resources and integration efforts to transform what it was called a confrontation screen in the retail, you know, the screen with a camera that watch all the guests.
Yes.
Telling them, hey, we are watching you, so do not do,
do
that
anything.
into a welcome screen.
Okay.
And this is also an automatic project that allows the system to detect people, their face, and automatically promote like vouchers or prices if you are the 10th person entering in the office, in the shop or things like that.
That's a little more friendly when people come in and
exactly.
So
it's not as aggressive as a confrontation. It still gives the impression that I mean there are people watching at you.
Yes.
But it's much more personal. It engages the audience.
Yes.
And I think these are really two nice examples of how good and what are the options to bring data to life.
Yep.
Using displays.
I completely agree. I like that it takes something that the end user can actually use as well, not just, you know, telling them, hey, we're watching you, you know, and
exactly.
You're already a little bit turned off sometimes when there's a big screen in front of you and, you know, they're like, okay, I'll be in here for a minute and go. But if, you know, engages them and you can put advertisements or whatever else you'd like on the digital signage, that's great.
Exactly. And yeah, of course, we are going to present as well our products, our software, and with it's all about data this year, I think. And what we are going to really highlight is what we call widgets. Widgets are really small visual engines that do the bridge between data and the screen. Mm-hmm. And we have we provide to the market more than 150 widgets that, for example, get data from Facebook, from Flickr, from spreadsheets, from Outlook calendar or Google calendars, and in an automatic way generate a content on the screen. Mm-hmm. And what is the magic there is that our end customer doesn't want to learn a new software. Mm-hmm. They want to keep using the tools they use every day.
Right.
And they love the opportunity to have the data they enter in a daily manner mm-hmm. for their business and highlighted and promoted into screens in an automatic way.
Especially, like you said, especially when the customer or whoever is using it can integrate with what their daily life is, you know, the tools they already have, not learn something all over again
exactly.
new. So
and total cost of ownership in that case goes down.
Yes.
Because you don't need to pay someone to do just digital signage.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to provide him new tools.
Yes.
It's something that works just autonomously. Mm-hmm. And that's where we believe the future of digital signage will be.
That's very true. Can you also tell us, again, what booth that was?
Yes, so it's the All 8, so it's the Digital Signage All, a bit far away, entrance F,
entrance.
And the booth number is H275.
Sounds great. What are you interested in seeing at ISE? I know that your booth has a lot going on, but is there anything you are expecting from this year at ISE?
Well, I've been participating, and actually we have sponsored the Smart City, Smart Building conference on Monday. I think if we are able to show not only to AV professionals, but also to security integrators, also to building automation experts, that screens can be useful to them in many applications. I think we will be able to enlarge the scope of digital signage today, and perhaps instead of being in a hall, which is practical for other reasons, we might be seen as one element of a bigger scope or a bigger collaboration. And this, I hope, in the coming years, I will be able to see it more.
Definitely, yeah, especially with people in the smart cities, if you want to welcome other people, everything visual is very great. If you walk into
feedback.
A building, people don't really know what they're, you know, where
exactly.
they're going. So
exactly.
Visually with the widgets that you implement, that'll help people too.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, anything else you would like to add? Where can we find you on the interwebs, your website, where we can find the company?
Of course, I mean, the advantage of having selected an indirect sale channel for our product and our services is that in every country, in their own language, we have a local distributor. We have a website dedicated to our brand. Of course, there is our website, spinetics.com, which is available. We do a lot of trainings in several countries, many languages, that not only explain how our product works and can be used, but also inspire businesses to find new offer to their customers and try to answer the question what the digital synergy is really useful for to their customers. And I think everything is on the web, of course.
Yeah. How often do you guys do like education trainings?
Every week we have several training, if you look worldwide.
Okay.
So we have several partners. Mm-hmm. And so I think we have I don't know exactly the numbers, but every week in some country there are people training on our products in different languages, and that's the beauty of globalization of there are bad things, but this is nice. You can really reach a lot of people worldwide.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add about ISE, about your booth?
No, we are very excited for this 10th edition of ISE,
yes.
And we really hope we will be there for more time, and we really hope to see everyone coming visiting us to celebrate, to know each other better, and I'm sure it's going to be worth the tour if you come to All 8.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you.
We're also one more time for listeners. Where can we find you? What stand?
So it's All 8 H275, 275.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Victoria.